Earlier this year, Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman convened a panel of education, community, and business leaders to come up with a plan to fix the troubled district. Their panel came up with a list of recommendations. Some require changes in state law. One would let Columbus schools share voter-approved levy dollars with charter schools in the district.
It's not carte blanche for every charter school.
State Representative Cheryl Grossman co-sponsored the bill. The Columbus Republican says charters would have to partner with the district and prove that they are worthy of the local dollars.
That's really important to emphasize because there are bad charter schools just as there are bad public schools.
Grossman says the goal is to have all Columbus students attending an A or B rated school by 2025. That's a lofty goal. Less than a third of Columbus students attend A or B schools now.
The commission acknowledged that charter schools are now a permanent fixture in the education landscape, and they can be a critical force to helping provide an A or B rated school for every student.
If the bill passes, Columbus would become the second Ohio district to share local levy dollars with charter schools. The question is, do two districts make a trend?
It could.
David Varda is with the Ohio Association of School Business Officials. He says his group supports school reforms in Cleveland, but it does not like that bit about sharing money with charters.
We ask that the legislature not apply that plan to every district in the state. If the people in Columbus have decided that this is a plan that will allow them to make their schools better, we will most likely take the same position of not wanting that practice to be a statewide practice, but specific to this locality's decision on how to manage their local schools.
Varda says it wouldn't surprise him if at some point down the line, someone would recommend making that a statewide law. But Columbus officials insist this bill is strictly local, and it'll be good for the district. Rhonda Johnson is the president of the Columbus Teachers Union.
What I care about is making sure that every child in Columbus has a high-quality education, because our students move from charter schools to our schools and back and forth, and I care about the kind of education our students receive.
The bill would also allow the mayor's office to sponsor charter schools, and it would create a new position for an outside auditor in the district, on top of the existing internal auditor. I'm Ida Lieskovsky.